This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
There are some new words out there that don't relate to what I'm doing at this stage of life, so I just ignore them and pretend they don't exist. I also mute terrible news stories as well as television advertisements for products that don't interest me. The problem with TV is what's on TV, but that's a whole different conversation. In horticulture, we've known for eons that we need to follow the laws to have healthy plants. Those laws would be light, remembering that morning light is worth a lot more than that in the afternoon, that scorching beam that we get from the west, air, good airflow to limit diseases and fungus problems, especially in the shade, water, need I say more, too much or too little, and friend, you now own an Everbrown, and soil, the part that keeps us grounded. Literally, yes, we can help in all of these areas, but soil is the element where we have most influence to help any plant reach its genetic potential. Back in college, I studied soil science as part of my horticultural curriculum and learned there are three components to all soils, sand, silt, and clay, plus maybe 2-5% organic content. Of these, the only part that needs to be replenished is the organic aspect. That's where compost comes in. Composted leaves, manure, vegetables, or a plethora of any combination can replenish the organic aspect to soil, sometimes referred to as tilth. You can feel it, you can smell it, and if you grow a vegetable garden, you can even taste it. For established plants, adding something like certified organic leaf grow compost at approximately an inch every year is great. Let the rain and the worms work it in. I like to also apply Sustain Organic Humate to help the good bugs get up early and stay late, working to help balance your soil. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Healthy plants bring smiles to happy people. Happy people tend to enjoy life more. But the kicker here, and this is the easiest and least expensive thing for you to do at any plants, is to fertigate. Get some Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed tonic, add it to water. All fertilizers need to be in a liquid form before they can be used by the plants, and literally go over the top with this tip. Drench your plants, even the rough patches in your lawn, every 2 weeks, and you'll see your investment grow right in front of your eyes. No kidding. Instead of irrigate, add some organic fertilizer and fertigate right over the top. The leaves will take in some, the roots will take in more, and the deer will be deterred for a period of time. Very few deer like to fish, although the fragrance is not offensive to people. Fertigation. Now that's a word worth knowing. Brought to you by Healthy Plants Everywhere, including in your own yard.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.